Station. Good morning and welcome to another Retromello Eurovision. How are you, Harry?
Very fine, thank you, Lennart. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Nice. It's raining.
Yes, yes. Like always.
It's a perfect day to go through some Eurovision stuff.
Yes.
And today we're going to go through Eurovision 1970s, the songs that finished last.
Yes.
And it's not 10 songs, it's actually, let's see, 14 songs.
Why is that?
Because one year there were 4 songs in last place,
yeah.
And one year there were 2 songs.
Okay. Are Finland and Norway among these countries?
Actually, the Finland finishing last is a myth.
It is?
At least for the 70s.
Okay.
Norway is another story.
Okay. Let's see.
Let's see. So we're going to start in 1970.
Yeah. In 1970, Luxembourg became the last position, and with David Alexander Winter and the song Jésus tombé du ciel.
Yes. You and I need to study French.
Yeah, I must do a study now. But do you know how many points it got?
No.
0 points.
0 points?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that someone else had that. Famous criteria.
No, it's from Luxembourg this time.
Oh.
And David Alexander, is a Dutch-born international pop singer.
Mm.
He was famous in Luxembourg and France, but he has also scored 2 number one hits in Germany.
Oh.
So it was quite popular.
So this Eurovision wasn't the highlight of his career?
No, it wasn't. Rather the opposite.
Yes.
But I think this is a rather nice melody, easy to listen to, but also easy to forget.
Yes, I kind of agree. And regarding the 0 points, I think they had a different point system back then. So they didn't have the classic point system that we have now.
No.
So, but the song, I think it's I kind of like it actually.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
No,
but it's bland maybe.
Bland, yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
So should we go on with the 1971?
Of course.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So it's 1971, and it's the first year for Malta in this competition, and they finished last.
Yeah.
The artist is Joe Gresh, and he's singing Maria y Matia, and they got 52 points, which meant the last place in 1971, because they had a different pointing system.
Yeah.
He was born in 1924, and he's best known in Eurovision terms for introducing the Maltese language.
Yeah.
So he's singing in Maltese.
Whoa.
He was one of Malta's most popular singers throughout the 60s and 70s. Yeah. And actually, fun fact, the Swedish artist Lasse Berghagen of Jenny Jenny fame, he made a Swedish version of this song.
Yeah.
And what about the song? Well, I think it's a happy song. I actually kind of like it. And I think it deserved... There were other songs. I don't want to name anyone.
No.
But there were other songs that deserved the last place more than this one. What do you think, Harry?
I think this is a funny little tune and melody. It does no harm. It does not upset. But it does not excite me either.
Okay. Okay, so let's see what happens in 1972.
Two.
I have a feeling Malta will come back.
Oh. And 1972, Malta returned again, like the last place.
Yes.
And with the song Limhaba,
yes.
Also in Maltese. And the group, or the singers, were Helene and Josef. They got 48 points.
Oh.
It was impossible to get 0 points.
Oh, I like the 0 points. Yeah.
I know. They will come.
They will come. Yeah. I know they will come.
And I think Helen and Joseph are most remembered by wearing red polka dot dresses.
Yes. Looking good.
Very good. If you like it.
Yes.
And they are most famous from this Eurovision contribution. They haven't done so much other things.
Yes. No. Not that we are aware of anyway.
No.
Yes.
And it's not a good song either, so according to me, so I don't like it.
No, it's nothing special.
Like you used to say, it's bland.
Yes. Yeah. Bland is a good word. But I can tell you one thing.
Yeah.
The 1973 song is definitely not bland. So let's go to 1973.
Okay.
Baby, I love you.
Yo te quiero.
Oui, mon amour.
Dis sourire.
Savant is hay.
Mar hurts hayden.
Tout au
quai fait. So in 1973, Belgium finished last.
Yeah.
The artists are Nicole and Hugo, and the song is Baby, Baby. And they got 58 points.
Yeah.
So still the same system where you couldn't get 0 points.
Yeah.
That will come. Nicole and Hugo also competed in 1971 with the song Guia Morgan, which is the song I really like, actually.
Yeah.
They tried again in 2004 in the Flemish pre-selection, but they didn't qualify.
Oh, that's a big loss for us.
Yes, it's a very big loss. You know, this song, I don't know if because it's like such a super classic Eurovision song, so I don't know if I like it or not anymore.
Yeah.
I just love it, I presume. This is like, the song is like quite simple, but their outfits and their dancing makes it like a complete euphoric Eurovision song.
Yeah.
This is a true classic. They have traveled around the world performing this song. In the late, once it became a classic, they were everywhere.
Yeah.
So, a true classic.
Yeah.
I like this.
I agree. First, I laughed at the artists due to their dresses and the simple melody. But today, I can appreciate this classic song and laugh with the artists.
Yes.
Yeah. They are very funny.
Yes. That is very, very true.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go to 1974.
Yeah.
And now we have 4 songs finishing last.
Ah.
Oh, so it's going to be a job.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one finishing last out of the 4 last places in 1974 is Norway.
Yeah.
The Bendik sisters, the Bendik singers and Anne Karina singing The First Day of Love.
Yeah.
I like this song, actually. So I think it deserved a little better, but I think the competition was very fierce in 1974.
Yeah.
What do you think, Harry?
Well, I think so too. It deserves better than the last place. And I must tell you that all the last place got 3 points.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay. So nobody got 0.
No.
Okay. Okay. So we're moving on to the next one in 1974.
And was Germany with Cindy and Bert, the Summer Melody.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Also quite a nice song, I think.
Yes. It's not worthless.
No, it's not. It's not. On the other hand, the Switzerland song, Pierre Amateur, Mein Ruf nach dir.
Yeah.
No, that I totally get.
I understand also.
Yes.
Yeah.
And finally, we have Portugal.
Portugal, with Paulo de Carvalho, E Depois do Adeus.
Yes.
It's not nice.
No, it's not. So it's totally
bland.
Understandable and bland.
Like we used to say.
Oh, so that was the 4 songs of 1974.
Yeah.
Let's move on to 1975. 5.
Yes.
So 1975, the Eurovision is in Stockholm because ABBA won the year previous, as we all know.
Yeah.
But it's the first year that Turkey is competing, and they finish last.
Yeah. With 3 points.
With 3 points, yes. Yeah. And the artist is Simya Yanki, and the song is Senin Bir Dakika. Simya Yanki is a singer, presenter, and actress. And that's all I know about her. The song is, I understand why it finished last. It's not very good. No. It's very dramatic, but it's lacks a refrain, I think.
According to all those titles you named, she's also a drama queen. So much feelings in her song, but very little response from me.
Yes.
Like usual, I don't appreciate Turkish melodies, and not this time either.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I understand the last place.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see what's in store in 1976.
Yes. Norway became the last country with the song Matahari and the artist Anne-Karin Ström.
Yes.
And she got 7 points.
Yeah. Oh, 7 points.
Yeah, that's not many. but still more than 0 points.
Yes.
Yeah. And I must tell you that 1973 Anne-Karin Ström competed with the Bendik Singers.
Yes.
And in 1974 she was a solo artist for Norway.
So this is her third shot.
Yes. And she is, you must know, the only artist that has been last placed in Eurovision 2 times.
Oh.
She is the record.
She's a record holder.
Yes. A very pleasant holder. Yes. I usually have a heart open for misunderstood Norwegian and Finnish songs.
Yes.
And this is one of these times.
Yeah.
This song is easy to listen to and remember.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Actually, my opinion, I love her. I love the way she's dressed. Yeah. I love the performance. She is so cool. But the song is very meh.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I don't know, Matahari is just dressed in a gold disco costume with sunglasses. And it's so wonderful, but so bad at the same time.
Yeah.
It's so bad, it's good. So, yeah.
Somehow I can understand you.
Yeah, it's so bad, it's good. That's a good phrase for that song.
It's like Belgium 1973.
Yes. Mm. But now we're going to see what happened in 1977.
Oh, we're very interested now.
It's time for trauma.
Okay.
So the reason for the trauma is because in 1977, Sweden, the band Forbes, the song Beatles, finished last with 2 points.
Yeah.
And that's the first and last time so far that Sweden has got the last place.
Yeah.
I totally understand why. This is a song that starts very good. But then it becomes kind of bland. And we have to talk about singing a song about the Beatles.
In London.
Because on the 10th of April 1970, the Beatles broke up.
Yeah.
So it's been 7 years.
Yes.
That's too short of a time to be nostalgic.
Yeah.
It's still an open wound for many people. and maybe that's one of the reasons why this song finished last. Also, their performance, they look so nervous. It's almost scary to watch.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid I have to admit it. I think they deserve the last place.
I don't think so. I like the tune of the song and the melody, but not the lyrics. That I can give you.
Yes. But we'll always disagree about this.
Yes. I love the Forbes.
Yes. Oh, that's good. I think they still play on some ferry somewhere. going to Helsinki, maybe, I don't know.
I hope so next time I go to Finland.
Yes, let's hope so. Okay, that was 1977.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens in 1978.
Yes. In 1978, we have Norway with the singer Jahn Teigen and the song Mil etter Mil.
Norway again?
Yes. Why? That? I don't know why. But he got 0 points.
So he's the first one to get 0 points with the modern system of giving points. Yeah. The 1, 2, 8, 10, 12, yes.
And the first Norwegian one, I think.
Yes, but not the first to finish last, because they had already have a habit.
Yes, we will return to that.
Yes.
And you must say a notice about Jahn Teigen. He has participated 16 times in Norwegian Melody Grand Prix.
Oh, we maybe should make a classic about him.
Yes.
Go through all his songs.
That would take 1 hour.
Yes, probably.
And 4 times in Eurovision Song Contest as a contributor from Norway.
Yes.
Mm, as an artist.
Yes.
I don't think he deserved the last place. This performance is rather funny.
Yes.
And they have a knockabout sense of humor, these Norwegians. What do you think?
Well, I think they got a knockabout sense of humor, The thing is, I think maybe you and I appreciate this because we understand Norwegian.
Yeah.
I think that the reason he wound up in last place is because the humor didn't come across to the juries.
Yeah.
And also because he has this sort of screaming-like quality when he sings. Yeah. And that was probably frowned upon as well. Yeah. So probably that those are the reasons. Because the song itself is quite good.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So... Yeah. In 1979, we have 2 songs finishing last, so we're going to start with the first one.
Yes. In 1979, we had 2 songs became lost, and one of those are Belgium with Misha Mara as a singer, and the title is Hey Nana.
Hey Nana.
And she got 5 points, like the other song also.
Yes.
Misha is a singer and actor. I don't know so much more about her, but this is Chewing Gum Pop. I flopped this song when we did 1979, and you didn't.
Like. No, I flipped it.
Yeah.
Because I think it's... Because I love chewing gum. Yeah. No, I just
it's
found
not
it catchy
good
and...
Yeah. But chewing gum is not good for your teeth.
No, I know. Yeah. No, I know. But, I still kind of appreciate this song. But I know that for sure, that we both flopped the very last song.
Yeah.
So let's go on to the second song, finishing last in 1979. Second song finishing in last place in 1979 is Austria.
Mm.
They also had 5 points.
Yeah.
And the artist, Christina Simone, sings Heute in Jerusalem.
Mm.
First of all, this is a bad song. This is really bad. This has no place in the Eurovision Song Contest. Mm. It's just, I don't know. It's so as non-catchy as can be.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. But I can tell you that Christina Simone's real name is Ina Wolf. She's an Austrian singer and composer. She moved to America in the 80s, where she was written lyrics for, among others, Chicago, Paul Young, Natalie Cole, Pointer Sisters, and many others. So she's a famous lyricist.
Yeah.
In 1994, she returned to Austria, still working in the music industry.
Yeah.
So she's actually a very good singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
But doesn't show here. I don't know if she wrote this song or not. I suspect that she did. But no, this is one of the worst. So totally deserved the last place.
Yeah, she should stick to the lyrics and perform like a lyricist, because this is a boring, pretentious, hard to enjoy song.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is. It really is. And it's you know, one of those songs that we hope we never hear again. So that was all the last places of the 1970s, Harry. We've gone through it all.
Yes, and it was much to collect for.
It was much to melt.
Melt, yes, I mean that.
Say Swedish. But yeah, but I actually think that some of the songs deserved better, and some of the songs totally deserved the place they got.
I know.
As I suspected it would be.
Yes.
Yes. I think the songs that stick out to me are, of course, the Hugo and Nicole, Baby Baby.
Yeah.
I also think that actually John Tygen, maybe, Mira to me. And I also think the Matahari song are songs that I really like.
And I must say Sweden and Forbes with Beatles.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So, but the funny thing with Eurovision is that, at least when it comes to the Jan Tygen song, Mira to Me, that it has become so famous for coming last and getting 0 points that it probably would, it's much more remembered than it would have been if it would have finished in 15th place or something.
Because Jan Tygen was famous both in Norway and in Sweden.
Yes.
All the years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as well as in Europe. I think he was kind of,
at least among Eurovision fans.
A very good performer and artist.
Yeah.
So we leave the 70s behind us and we look forward to other decades.
Maybe what will follow after the 70s? Maybe the 80s.
Maybe the 80s.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. But thank you, Harry, and see you again soon.
Yeah, thank you, Leonard.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.